Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens go into their bye week.
Good to see everybody. This is what no sleep looks like, but it's a very happy no sleep. Everybody's pleased with the outcome and really just got to work as soon as we got back in. Went to work on the game and then making our plans for the rest of the week as a staff. Some players had to check in, other players we've given them the week off. So that's where we're at right now, and we're looking forward to preparing for the next 5 weeks of the regular season, and if we do a good job beyond that. So what questions you have?
John, I can't recall too much in the past. Is it pretty standard to give the whole week, and what went kind of into that decision?
Yeah, it's kind of moved that way the last couple of years. You know, the 5 weeks have gotten shorter, I think, compared to what they used to be. Heck, you used to be there the whole week until like Friday, you know, and you have the opportunity to come back possibly Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday if you wanted to. We haven't done that for a while. But it just seemed like the right thing. You know, we're 12 weeks into the season. Don't think we would have gained as much from practicing as we would from, you know, resting basically. So let the guys get away and kind of regroup, you know, physically, even spiritually a little bit, and just heal up and get ready for what's ahead.
Last night, apologize because I was not there. Is there an administrative issue with the spots or with those challenges that weren't made? When you go back and watch it, yeah. Do you wish the challenges had been made, or what happened there?
Yeah, well, there were administrative issues, even on the field goals. I mean, the field goals were running down on us every single time. We had the one delay a game. That was odd. You know, the guys are pretty much in the same rhythm. So we were struggling with the administrative aspect of the plays pretty much the whole game. But when we look back and look at the challenges, not really. I mean, the one on the sideline with Lamar, we looked at that closely this morning. We didn't have the views that you had later on TV. We didn't have those before the next play, you know, where they spliced together the angles. And it didn't look like on the angle we had during the game that we would win it. And going back and looking at the spliced angle, we wouldn't have won it. I mean, they're not going to overturn that with what the angles that they had. So that would have cost us a timeout, and we would have been out of challenges. The other one we thought was a first down. I mean, everybody in the stadium thought that was a first down. It came on TV in our press box as a first down, and we thought he pointed first down. So we called a first down play there. So we wasted a play on that one administratively. So that was one you'd like to have back. We regret the fact that we didn't realize that they marked it short. As we looked at it, it shouldn't have been marked short. They should have caught it upstairs anyway with the replay official, but they didn't. So we'll take responsibility for that. That's one that we thought was a first down. As far as the one we did challenge, I think that was the right challenge. You know, you did the best you could. We didn't have the view of it stop-start, and it ended up being straight across even. So, you know, that's a 17-yard play on third and long. That's a high-leverage type opportunity. You've got to challenge that one in that situation. So I think looking back, we probably did the right thing. I know we did the right things, given the information we had and even looking back on it.
Were there – when you look back at it now, were there some communication maybe breakdowns? You're in a foreign stadium, you're not in your home stadium, so sometimes those things work in a weird way. I mean, was there situations where maybe you weren't able to get the answer you were looking for in terms of a first down or a certain call or situation?
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't get the view, you know, even on TV. Like, we have a TV monitor up in the box, but you don't get – you get what the TV gives you. So there's nothing on the screens in the stadium that they're giving you like they would at home. And those were all plays, you know, going to the line of scrimmage quickly. You don't get all the information that you'd like to have for sure. But we had the information. Looking back on it, really, I mean, honestly, you know, I'd tell you if I thought we should or shouldn't have challenged it. And we would not have won that challenge on Lamar. You know, I mean, we can all look at it and say, yeah, I think he got the first down. I'd like to say, yeah, I think he got the ball over inside. But what are they going to turn over? And we study that. And we look and see what they turn over, why, what they see. And we're pretty good at knowing what they're going to turn over and what they're not. And we lose a timeout and a challenge there. That could have hurt us at the end of the game. So hindsight, even, I really feel like that was the right decision not to challenge it. I mean, hey, I want to get the first down there, but, you know, that's just the way it went.
John, how did Ronnie Stanley get out of the game? And just knowing he's dealt with that right knee a couple different times this year, how beneficial do you think this bye week can be for him to – try to get him as close to full strength the rest of the way as you can?
I do think that it's going to be beneficial for him. You know, I mean, it's something that's been, you know, I mean, it's not been great. You know, it's. I think he'd probably be the first to tell you it's not been great. He needs to get stronger and needs to get his technique right and needs to get out of practice and to keep growing back into, you know, his. He's a great player. You know, we want to get him back to playing at that high level. Right. Well, yes, I told the guys last night in the locker room, I'm really proud of them. I think we all are because they played with a high level of energy and it took that kind of energy to win. I mean, that's a team that is actually a very good football team, very talented team. It was a desperate team, had to have that win at home. And we just played at a high level, man. I mean, our guys were playing hard. It was a very physical game. And to do that, like you said, through the course of this season with all the travel and all the tough games we've had, I think it's pretty remarkable. I'm really proud of the guys. So this is a beneficial time. We're going to try to make the most of it, you know, and then be ready to roll for what's going to be the toughest schedule in football for the next 5 weeks.
John, when you're talking about your defense, I know you talked about it a little bit last night, but I know you guys have had better yardage games limiting the opponent, but the way you guys played last night, I mean, was that not arguably, like, your best defensive effort of the season, do you think?
Yeah, you could say that probably. I mean, we've had some pretty good ones, you know, but that's a heck of an offense. They challenge you in a lot of different ways. And, you know, you take away the one quarterback scramble probably, and they didn't have much, you know. So, and then the one long drive they had also, that and then Jadeveon Clowney coming up with that play. I'm going to tell you what, I failed to mention that last night. It just didn't hit my mind. That might have been the play of the game. I mean, that rush, that sack, that recovery, the whole thing was just, just a Hall of Fame type play. So even when they did get the two longer drives, I think our guys stepped up pretty big. They did score on the one, unfortunately. But, yeah, I think you're making a good point.
That 44-yarder that Tucker missed last night, I think was his first miss inside 50. What do you make of the season that he's had so far?
Yeah, I mean, Tuck, that was one he was rushed on. I mean, he was rushed on all those field goals the whole game. So I'm not making excuses for him, you know. He would never accept that. He'll tell you he's got to make them under any circumstance. I mean, we can't afford to call a timeout there. I don't know why the clock was running so fast, why they didn't administer it the way they normally do. But we knew after the delay of game on the first one that we were going to have to just speed it all up and get it off. So it's just a miss. He's human, you know, and I'm sure glad we got him. Always will be. Right, Garrett. Well, we're going to make the most of it. You know, we've got an opportunity now to kind of get to work as a coaching staff this week, look at ourselves, look at our opponents, try to drum up some ideas, you know, going down the stretch for situational football. There's plenty of areas, all three phases that, you know, we need to improve, you know, we need to get better. There's a lot of things we can get better at. You know, I could go through the list right now, but I probably don't want to, but we've gone through the list already today. And we're going to try to find ways to improve as a coaching staff to help our guys and give them some more tools going down the stretch.
First game stepping in for Mark after the injury, what did you think of Isaiah Likely and the job he did yesterday?
He did great. He did a great job. He's athletic, man. I mean, to see him, those are things you guys have all seen in practice and training camp and all that and preseason. That's kind of who you thought he was going to be when he got his opportunity. So really proud of him, happy for him, and he's going to be able to build off that. Yes, David Ajabo had surgery last week late, actually in L.A., to repair a partially torn ACL. And he had to make a decision about it in terms of whether to risk it or not. And every medical expert said to get it fixed because it would have said he wanted to play. But even I told him, I said, man, you gotta get that right for the rest of your career because it's a clean type of a surgery, and he'll be rolling again. You know, training camp at the latest, he'll be rolling. So that's what he did. And then what was the other one? Tyus is just trying to get the knee where it can basically handle the loading, you know, the swelling and stuff like that. It's just kind of an angry knee, I guess. They really haven't been told exactly. I think it's kind of a little bit of a hard one to cipher. That's why we haven't been able to be very clear with it. But when it calms down enough, he's going to be back playing. So I know he's working toward that, and if and when we get him back, it'd be a huge bonus for us.
Part of the complication of that you only have that 21-day window to play with, so you know, you don't want to start his clock and then realize he's not ready, and then you're kind of in a roster bind.
Well, it's not so much that as he's just not ready to start his clock yet, you know, physically. So if he was ready to start his clock, I think we'd put him out there and get going with it, especially at this point in time. But we're just not there with the knee.
Did you come out with any other unsettled health stuff out of the game? Anything to worry about over the next couple of weeks?
No. Mm-mm.
John, what did you know of Arthur Millett 6 months ago versus what have you learned from him since?
Well, I knew he was a pain in the butt playing against him, you know, because we played against him quite a bit in New Orleans and then Pittsburgh, you know. I didn't like him at Pittsburgh because I thought they lost their nickel. Then all of a sudden, he's out there playing, and I wasn't sure how good he was going to be. Then he turned out to be really good, so I was mad about it. And then he came here, you know, and I was happy about it because he's a tough dude, man. He's a hard-playing guy. He brings a lot of savvy, a lot of energy. He's never satisfied. Come up with that play he made, that sack was a huge play, and it wasn't only – he had a number of plays. I mean, he was out there. He made the most of his time. Yeah, he's done a great job for us. That was a great job by our personnel department.
John, on the broadcast last night, they talked about Kyle Hamilton, how he's had a notable caliber all-pro type season. So what have you seen from his development in this season?
Yeah, I've seen just what you guys have seen. I think Garrett, he's been something. You know, he's all over the field, and we put more on his plate every single week, and he makes the most of it. You know, he cleans his plate. You know, so we'll keep putting more on there. You know, and. But I think he's kind of a reflection of the whole defense right now. They're hungry. They want to get better. They want more. They hate when they don't make a play, any type of play. That's what you love about him. I think he's kind of him and all the guys. They're just kind of in the same mold that way.
Nice top you're wearing there. Can you remember a better weekend for the Harbaugh brothers in recent memory?
My dad says it's the best one ever, but he always says that, you know, every weekend. He says, oh, his thing is you never had a better win. And he goes, but this time it's really true, you know. This time it might be. But, no, I'm just proud of obviously Jim and that whole team, to see that team come together. I see a lot of similarities in the two teams, you know, how bonded together they are, how they really are family, and, you know, through thick and thin. So, yeah, happy for everybody this weekend.
What does bye week look for you from now till Monday?
Bye week will be from now till probably Friday. Yeah, Friday for sure. We'll be working the full week as coaches. So, yeah, I'll be in all week doing that. Probably get the weekend, you know, get away a little bit, and probably watch the Big Ten championship game. I'm not here. I'll watch it here, though. I'm not going. Yeah, that's about it. It's going to be simple.
All right.
All set. Great. Thanks.